From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Mary McIntyre. A fraternity at the University of Missouri has been suspended after members allegedly yelled racial slurs at black students in front of their fraternity house Tuesday night. Administrators responded yesterday afternoon by temporarily suspending the Delta Upsilon fraternity. The university is also investigating the students involved in the incident to determine whether any individuals should also be punished. The confrontation came nearly a year after the MU campus erupted in protest over a similar incident, resulting in the resignation of the university system president. Sean Earle, the Missouri Students Association president, says it's vital for members of the campus community to speak out on racism.
When we continue to be silent on these issues, it's not making it any better. It's actually making it worse. So that's something I want to see is the university, student governments, student leaders, and the general campus community speaking out against these incidents.
MU's Legion of Black Collegians hosted a town hall discussion last night to provide a space for students to talk about the incident. MU police, faculty, and administrators, including interim president of the university system Mike Middleton, were in attendance. A lawsuit accusing Governor Jay Nixon of age and gender discrimination has been delayed as more cases surface. The Kansas City Star reports that jury selection had been scheduled to begin Friday in Gracia Backer's lawsuit. She alleges that she was fired from the Missouri Department of Labor because she complained to Nixon's office that her boss was creating a hostile work environment and discriminating against older female employees. But a judge decided this week to postpone the trial until late February after Nixon leaves office. A new study would look at the benefits of placing shelter cats in homes of children with autism. The MU Research Center for Human-Animal Interaction announced plans to begin fundraising for the new project called Feline Friends. Dr. Gretchen Carlisle, a postdoctoral fellow who will head the project, says previous research has been done with dogs, but she wants to see if other companion animals adjust better to the homes of children with autism.
So what we would like to explore is whether or not some of the benefits of increased social skills that we've seen with dogs could also be found with cats in these homes.
Researchers will monitor both anxiety and stress levels in children, as well as the cortisol stress levels in the cats to determine the success of the study. The research center is raising funds for the study. They hope to reach their $29,000 goal by the end of the year so research can begin in early 2017. Columbia's Medical Tourism Task Force held its first meeting Tuesday to discuss how to make Columbia a national and international medical destination for patients and healthcare professionals. Its goals include improving transportation, short-term housing, and healthcare jobs. The task force aims to create an effective marketing strategy that promotes the benefits of getting healthcare in Columbia. Vivek Puri, vice president and general counsel of the Hilton Garden Inn and Holiday Inn Express, says it's important to come up with a plan for the long term.
My plan is to come up with something that's implementable. I want to have a 2-year plan, I want to have a 5-year plan, and I want to have a 10-year plan. I think it's doable. I think we have everything in place to make it happen.
The task force consists of managers and doctors in the medical and hospitality sectors of Columbia. The task force plans to meet again in a month. I'm Mary McIntyre, KBIA News, Columbia.